have the ladies in here. Shannon's here. Vicky's here as well. We got all three of you talking, and I'll let Shannon describe. And Vicky, you both of you can talk about what are we talking about. And we got Regina as well. We got a certain vehicle we're talking about here. Is that right?
Right.
Yes. So, Vicky, I'll kind of start, and then I'll let Vicky tell you her story and her memories and what kind of took place for us to be here at this moment. Her husband, Griff Malik. Yeah.
And what a great, Vicky. Griff was loved and still loved by many today.
Oh, thank
you. And still thought of, and we wish we still had him around.
Well, I do too. He was a people person, and he loved everybody.
No question about it. You bet. Go on, Shane.
Well, he has I didn't know this about him before, but he has quite a collection of tractors and, a schoolhouse even. And one of the things he collected is a 1948 Chevy Fleetmaster. And there's kind of a story that goes with that Vicky can share on how we ended up with it at St. Patrick's School. And so what we're doing is we'll auction it off. The auction ends the end of August. Regina Anarjewski with Old West has been spearheading that. And, we've all been trying to promote it and Facebook it and just get it out there. There's a lot of memories with this car. And, it's unique because a lot of people think when they want to donate to a church or a school, they think money. And that's not always the case. You could donate wheat. You could donate your tractor. You could donate other farm equipment, a car such as this. And so this is very unique for us. We haven't had something like this. And very special because Griff was very supportive of our school and our church. And, multiple kids and, nieces and nephews of his have gone through St. Pat's School. And, we still have huge involvement with them at our school and our church. And so this is very special to us. And the person that gets it, I hope they understand the story and how special of a car it is. And so with that, I'll let Vicky share a little bit.
Okay. Griff, the reason why we decided to donate this car to St. Pat's is Shannon mentioned Griff's antique tractors, and we were getting ready to send his tractors off to an auction, and we were going to send this car too, but it had to go clear back to Indiana, where some of the tractors came from. And we were out kind of dragging Maine one last time, and we met Father Lorenz on the corner of H and Norris Avenue, and we turned there, and he waved at us and gave us a thumbs up. And I thought, I know what I want to do with the car. I don't want to send it clear back to Indiana to an auction. We'll donate it to the church and see what they can do with it. And they've worked so hard to promote it, and we've had fun with this. And I'm just so grateful that they're as excited about this as I am.
Let's bring Regina with this. Regina, I think you and I touched on this in our last conversation. We were talking about all the auctions. You talked about this as well. This is going to be a vehicle auction probably like no other, won't it?
Yeah, this is really special, and we're just so excited to be a part of it. These auctions, especially these online, you have no idea who or what's going to, bid on them. And I just pulled it up here just a little bit so I could do a little double check, and we have 18 people registered so far that have actually registered. Several of them have not even bid on it yet, but they've registered, and we've had just shy of 6,000 people that have actually clicked and looked at this car online. This is going to be news to Shannon and Vicky, too, because I hadn't shared that until here this morning. And in one of those registrations is even a gentleman from Virginia. So we do have a lot of locals that are registering, but I did notice that we've even got somebody from Virginia. And we are. We're promoting this car, basically worldwide, but we're running advertising and things like that that's targeting, car collectors and car enthusiasts and that type of thing to find the person that's going to love this car just as much as Griff and Vicky, and who knows, it might even be somebody local that ends up with it. So things are always kind of quiet on these online until you get into that last week or so, you know, and things really tend to pick up. So I say we're a little early yet, and, you know, yeah, here it is, April 10th. But, yeah, it will, as time goes on, I think things will really, you know, even pick up even more on it. So we're excited to see how it all comes out for the school.
So, Vicki, Regina mentioned a party for Virginia. You guys know people all around the country. Do you know who this person in Virginia might know?
No, okay. I don't have any idea.
Just kind of curious. Maybe he had a, when she said Virginia, it's like, oh, we know somebody there. You never know, huh?
Well, you never know, but... I thought maybe somebody from Texas would be interested because my brother-in-law said that he had a friend that was looking at it, you know, and he was asking questions about it, but I don't know if he got registered or not.
There's still some time, I do believe. Regina, as far as deadline on all this, is there a deadline for this?
No, you know, they can register up until, you know, it's set to close. It will start closing at 7 o'clock that night, and so the way that works is that, you know, if all bids have been placed by 7 o'clock and nobody bids again after 7 o'clock, then that person that has that last bid will be the winning bidder. Now, what happens sometimes is a lot of people wait until 7 o'clock or even a quarter till or whatever, and they start placing their bids, and then after 7 o'clock, if someone places a bid, it's going to extend the bidding on that car for one more minute. And it will keep doing that until nobody bids anymore. So it's not like eBay. You know, we get people that'll wait till the last 10 seconds, and then they'll hit a bid, you know, thinking they can beat somebody, and it doesn't work that way. And people can put their maximums in. If somebody wants to spend $60,000 on this car, they can go in and put that $60,000 in there, and then the computer will bid for them. It's not going to put them in at $60,000. It'll just keep bidding if somebody bids against them, and then that way they don't have to worry about if there's any problems with the internet or maybe they forget or, you know, that type of thing. So we have a lot of people that will do that too. So you never know. It can get really competitive at the end, or the bidding can all take place, you know, ahead of time too. But it's always, as Shannon has participated in some of our auctions, she knows kind of how that can go sometimes. And so it's always kind of exciting to see. So
you've got it on your website. I know Shannon pointed out earlier, it's on a number of different sites where you can find more information on this.
Yes. If the easiest thing they want to do to remember, you know, just go to Old West Realty and Auction. Yes, it is on our website there, and there's a link that they can click on that will go to the actual bidding site, you know, to them right there. So that's probably their easiest. And even we've got Facebook ads running on it and things like that too. So, but yeah, quickest way, probably just go to oldwestrealtyandauction.com and you'll see it right there listed under our auctions and all the information and a direct link just to click on. And it's real simple to register. All it takes is a credit card. We're not going to charge your credit card, you know, for the car. That's just the bidding platform that we use. That's what it requires to register to bid. So, yeah.
Any other questions, girls? Shannon, for Vicki, for Regina, we got her on the phone here. Go ahead.
Well, I guess I could mention some of the things that we did with the car. We had a lot of fun with this car. Griff called it his golf car, and we used to take it to, we drove to North Platte or Cambridge or anywhere we wanted to play golf, and we took this car, and he drove it to his men's league night, and he took nieces and nephews for rides over the years, and they had seat belts in it, so our niece Lainey was okay with that. She was very protective of her brothers and sisters. No seat belts, no rides. So, and, he ended up in the parade one year when Miguel and Mike, our nephews, came home from Iraq. And Griff really wasn't invited to be in the parade welcoming, you know, that brought them home. But at the very end of the parade, the car was there. And Miguel's little sister was in the car and some of our nieces and with the flags, and that really was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But so I hope everybody makes a lot of memories, and like we have, In fact, our nephew Ethan just had pictures taken for graduation with it, and we've loaned it for proms and weddings, and so we've had a lot of good times with this car, and I hope that whoever gets it will do the same.
No question, no question. Regina, we're going to let you go. I know you're busy. Once again, this is a great vehicle, and whoever ends up with it's going to be pretty lucky, aren't they?
Yep. It's going to be exciting to see where its new home is going to be, and I know it will be treasured. Whoever does buy it, you know, when you sell something like this, it's going to go to somebody that, you know, is going to treasure it just like they did. So that'll be a good thing.